Well, greetings, my friends, and welcome to our Easter Sunday message for 2020. Thank you for joining us wherever you may be. It is great to be able to celebrate Easter Sunday with you. An Easter Sunday like none we have ever seen before. And like you, I'm mourning that we can't be together in person, enjoying hot cross buns after our service, talking about life and God. But I will have a hot cross bun for you today in honor of our relationship. So would you start by joining with me in prayer? Father, on this day, a day where we might rejoice in the powerful work of your redemption, we come with mixed emotion. Some of us are mourning not being together worshipping you. Others of us are struggling because this year they would not be getting together with family. Father, we acknowledge these things before you. But Father, we also ask that we might still find reason to celebrate and rejoice today. Lord, may we rejoice for that Jesus has risen. Amen. Today's message I have shared before in a few different places, but it seems like today is a good day to share it again. And that's the message of the good news from an Easter egg. If you have an Easter egg handy, why not grab it and have it next to you during this message? Now, I'm not sure where the origins of this message came from, but I love it. So I want to give credit to whoever the original author may be. But this is my take on the importance of the resurrection as told by an Easter egg. So, grab your egg and follow along. Do you know how we came to use an egg to celebrate Easter? It was believed to have come from the period of Lent. Lent is this 40-day period, not including Sundays, that people would set aside to prepare themselves for Easter time. And while it's not something that many Baptists observe, there are millions of Christians around the world today that did observe Lent. Traditionally, this period of Lent was marked by purposely avoiding eating things like meat or fish, eggs or fats until Easter Sunday. Most people today will choose to give up an item for Lent, more commonly a luxury item such as chocolate or alcohol. It's becoming increasingly popular for people to give up other things in order to refocus faith during this time. They might give up things like watching television or going to the gym, even social media. The idea is that this Lent period, where we've given up these things, that we start to crave them, that they make our mouth water, and that we might take those moments and again focus ourselves on God. And when we finally get to have them again, we feel great joy, and it's the same joy that we should feel today. Like we've said, for those traditionally observing Lent, the consumption of egg was not allowed. So Easter followed on from Lent. So maybe we celebrate with eggs because they were considered to be a delicacy due to their prohibition, the ability of not being able to eat them. Others suggest that maybe it became an item of celebration because suddenly people had an abundance of eggs. Just think about it. If you have four chickens laying two eggs a day and you can't eat them for 40 days, you have a lot of eggs. So what do you do with them? Well, people started to dye them. First, red. They dyed them red to remind them that this was a gift of the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross for them. So when they handed the egg to someone, a bright red egg, it was to remind them of what Jesus had done. Later, it came about color and was considered a way of using the egg to celebrate the good news. And over time, the egg became about remembering Jesus's tomb. But more on that as we go along. So if you and I were living our normal lives at the moment, and we were to head down to the shops leading up to Easter, we would have found aisles of Easter eggs, right? And you'll notice them for two reasons. Firstly, shops put them in highly visible areas, such as right near the front door. It's seasonal stock. They have a short window to get the stock in and out the door. The second reason you'll notice them is because they're bright and colourful. And the bright colourfulness draws your attention like a flashing light. The brighter the egg, the better. The shinier, the better. Because it'll grab your attention. The reason they're bright is because the manufacturer wants you to notice them. But the truth is, I think the egg's bright because it wants to be seen, for it has a message for you. And this message is important. It's why they're bright. This egg wants your attention. It's screaming, "Look at me, look at me, look at me!" So we get the egg and we take it home and we're careful not to crack it and we wait. But where's the message, you ask? Well, to find the message, first off, we need to take off the bright, colourful paper. Underneath the bright, colourful paper, you will find chocolate. So there's a message this egg wants to tell you, and it has something to do with chocolate. Well, think about what you know about chocolate. Hopefully one of your first answer is that it is sweet and delicious. So we have an egg with a message and we have chocolate. The idea here is that this message is a good message because it's like chocolate. And for most people, when they get to eat chocolate, they see it as a good thing. It's a message that is sweet to our ears like chocolate is sweet to our mouths. As we look at the chocolate, what do you notice? Well, it has a pattern on it. A pattern that looks a little bit like rocks. Maybe like stacked stones on top of each other. Take a moment and think about what could stacked stones be used for? Maybe an old church or another type of building? Another thing we might see is it looks a little bit like an altar. An altar to God. And this is something we see in the Bible. In Bible stories, we see people who want to honor and remember something God has done for them. So they build an altar where it took place. It's a place of worship. And they do this by getting a heap of rocks and stones and stacking them together, either to form a circle or a flat bench-like slab. This altar would serve as a reminder to you and others of the good thing God has done. So we have this story that the Easter egg is wanting to tell you. Something that God has done and something that we should remember. And it is a good message. At which point we move further and we crack the egg open, discover it's empty. So we start to put the message together. The Easter egg wants to tell us an important, good message from God about something that is empty. The empty thing is to point us to the empty tomb of Jesus. So how is this a good message? Well, it tells us a few things. If the tomb is empty, then Jesus has victory and power over death. And this victory means that we have hope of being with God. And most importantly, it shows us that Jesus was special. Now, maybe you grabbed an egg and it was solid. If your egg is solid, it reminds us that Jesus' tomb was covered with a large rock or boulder. This boulder which covered the tomb had been rolled away to reveal it was empty, that Jesus was no longer there. But just think about this. If we were to go back to the beginning, before we even opened the Easter egg, we would see that it's got a story itself. See, many cultures throughout history of time used eggs as a symbol of new life. Actually, many ancient cultures used the egg to symbolize both rebirth and the universe. Ancient people such as the Persians and the Egyptians, the Chinese, the Gauls and the Romans all used egg in their springtime celebration. And like these cultures, we use eggs to remind ourselves that this message is about new life and rebirth. Now we have the big picture, all the elements of the message that the Easter egg has for us. So what is the egg's message? A message it wants to tell you with its bright colours. A message that is sweet and good. A message about something that God has done and that we need to remember. A message about an empty place and a stone that had covered it and had been rolled away. And a message about new life. You put it all together and this is the message from an Easter egg. Jesus has risen from the dead. The tomb is empty and as a result we have new life. So as you take your egg and as you eat it, I hope you might remember the important message the egg wants to tell you. And that message is sweet to hear. Amen. Thank you for joining with us today. I hope and I pray that as Easter Sunday unfolds, that you would know God's blessing and love for you.